The city of Baltimore has reached a settlement with the family of Freddie Gray, $6.4 million over 2 years. Gray is the black man who was fatally injured after his arrest and ride in a police van last spring. The city's spending board is expected to approve the payout tomorrow. Under the deal, the city admits no guilt, but some think it might affect the criminal trials of the six police officers who were charged in Gray's death. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Baltimore defense attorney A. Dwight Pettit has brought a long string of wrongful death suits against the city's police officers.
The civil settlement at this juncture, without having to go through the process of litigation, is a very, very positive thing.
In large part, he says, because it's so big. Baltimore has long capped such settlements to between $200,000 and $400,000, with few exceptions. The Freddie Gray settlement is larger than 120 other payouts for alleged police misconduct since 2011 combined. Pettit thinks that's because of all the national attention to this case and because of the nearly as large settlement between New York City and the family of Eric Garner, another unarmed black man fatally injured while being arrested. Pettit hopes this signals change for Baltimore.
What this does sets a precedent that if the city's going to do the right thing, then I'm sure they will move very quickly to do more than they have done in the past to, in fact, resolve the police brutality issue.
The amount is not the only unusual part of the settlement.
Frankly, I'm surprised that the city would settle so quickly.
Stephen Levine is a former federal prosecutor, now a Baltimore defense attorney who's represented police officers, among others. He says not only does this settlement come before the criminal trials of the six police officers charged in Gray's death, it's also 2 days before a hearing on whether to move those trials outside Baltimore.
The settlement may lead to the conclusion by prospective jurors that the officers did something wrong, which would further poison the jury pool.
Not all legal experts agree, and the bar for a civil case is lower than for a criminal conviction. But Levine is sure the police officers' attorneys will cite the settlement when they argue for a new venue. In a statement, Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says the city settled to avoid protracted litigation that would make it more difficult for the city to heal and could have cost taxpayers even more. Levine sees another plausible reason, concern that if the trial is moved outside Baltimore, that would spark protests and riots like those last spring.
It may very well be that the city has decided to settle with the family sooner rather than later to quell those protests.
Defense attorney A. Dwight Pettit says if any potential jurors are biased by the settlement, lawyers can weed them out when they pick a jury. The city's residents, he says, have the right to try a case that happened in their midst.
Any place else other than Prince George's County, which is demographically similar to Baltimore, but any place else, in my opinion, the case is lost by the state because the other counties would be too conservative.
The attorney for Freddie Gray's family plans to hold a news conference on the settlement tomorrow. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.